We are back inside the film room right here on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. He is former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben, breaking down coaches' tape for us and looking at the Giants, looking ahead to 2014. Today, we're going to take a look at Victor Cruz. Now, Victor signed that big contract extension last offseason for the Giants, and he really lived up to those numbers. He played inside, but he also made a big impact outside Roman, this time man-on-man defense, beating his guy deep down the field.
Yeah, and Victor Cruz, John, gets almost unfairly categorized as a slot receiver. We're going to see a play here where he lines up at the bottom, again, beating one-on-one coverage, does a little starter move, creates separation from a defender, catch the ball 30 yards out. The defender actually gives up on the play.
Now, we see the speed, Roman, to get the separation, but it looks like there's some physicality there, too, when Cruz and the corner come together, but Cruz wins that hand-fighting battle.
Yeah, once you, well, you've got one-on-one coverage, and that safety is all in the other side of the field. I mean, you've got to take the shot downfield. Again, at 30 yards out from the end zone, this play's already won. Great throw and catch, and everyone loves to see the salsa dance at the end.
And as good as he is making big plays down the field, his bread and butter is in the slot and is a clutch third down receiver. This play is a 3rd and 2 against the Seattle Seahawks, and Eli goes to Mr. Reliable.
Yeah, we're going to look at this sideline copy here, and Victor Cruz is lined up in the slot. One thing that's important to show here, John, is that at a certain point, everybody's covered. There's only one place that this ball can go, in that little soft spot right before the sideline.
And how much of a nuanced move is that by Cruz when he crosses behind that corner to create, because he's on the same level. He creates that space by fading back.
One thing you're going to see Victor Cruz do is going to be very subtle. He's going to take a quick look to his outside to see where the corner is and come right back and keep his eyes on the football. Excellent job.
Now, one big change for Victor Cruz this year, Roman, was he was without a doubt the Giants' number one wide receiver. He saw more double teams and more attention than he's ever seen before. Now, still a very productive year, though no touchdowns after week 4. What can Victor Cruz do to try to beat some of those double teams and deal with all that extra attention in future seasons?
I think offensively, the Giants obviously are going to have to continue to use creative ways to get Victor Cruz open, get him some one-on-ones. And obviously, I think the running game is going to have to improve as well. A good running game, good balance in the offense, good play action. And then here comes number 80 with some more big plays.
Roman, excellent work as always, my friend. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
And that's all the time we have inside the film room today on Giants.com. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.